Are the hot dogs sending us a message? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
I adore this contest. For the past 10 years, I will be no place else on the 4th of July.
It's one of our most charming American traditions, the annual Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest.
And they are off, my friends. Look at Joey moving now.
Joey Chestnut won it again, eating 50 hot dogs in 10 minutes without regurgitation, which, of course, immediately disqualifies you.
I was a little dehydrated going in, and I still feel a little bit weird, a little bit jittery, but I'll be all right.
But the event was suddenly thrown into turmoil when Japanese eating champion Takeru Kobayashi took the stage, demanding the right to eat even though he'd refused to sign up with the organizers of the event. He struggled with the police and ended up in jail, or I'm sure he demolished those bologna sandwiches. You see, apparently gluttony can achieve a momentum so strong it sometimes defies regulation and can only be restrained by the force of the state. And yet there was the crowd, demanding he be given the right to eat. There was Kobayashi, whose life has become defined by his talent for competitive gluttony, unable to stand by and see someone eat more than he. What better economic metaphor could there be? Right down to the sponsor of the event.
Of all the sponsors of this hot dog eating contest, the most original has got to be Pepto-Bismol.
We Americans are now in our Pepto-Bismol stage, wondering how many tablespoons it's going to take.
That is to be determined. They're certainly going to need it after eating, 60 hot dogs.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.